Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Welcome to our service on this third Sunday of Advent. Our homilist this evening is Chancellor Janet Warren. And now let us prepare our hearts for worship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you our hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The collect of the day for the third Sunday of Advent. God of power and mercy, you call us once again to celebrate the coming of your Son. Remove those things which hinder love of you, and that when he comes, he may find us waiting in awe and wonder for him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The third candle of Advent is the candle of joy. When the angel Gabriel told Mary that a special child would be born to her, she was filled with joy. She sang a song that began with the words, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Just as the birth of Jesus gave great joy to his mother, so his presence in the world gave joy to those who had none before. He healed them and gave them hope and peace when they believed in him. From hope, peace, and love grows joy. We light the candle of joy to remind us that when Jesus is born in us, we have joy, and that through him there will be everlasting joy on earth. Joy is like a light shining in a dark place. As we look at this candle, we celebrate the joy we find in Christ. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the joy you give us. We ask that as we wait for all your promises to come true and for Christ to come again, that you would remain present with us. Help us today and every day to worship you, to hear your word, and to do your will by sharing your joy with each other. We ask it in the name of the one who was born in Bethlehem. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 35, beginning at the first verse. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are full of a fearful heart, "Be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Here ends the first reading.
The psalm appointed between elections on this third Sunday of Advent is Psalm 146. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. God, our Creator and Redeemer, inspire your people in prosperity or adversity to turn always to you, eternal source of life, health, and goodness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of James, chapter 5, beginning with the 7th verse. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it, until it receives the early and the late rains. You must also be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against each other, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Here ends the second reading. The Holy Gospel is written in the 11th chapter of the Gospel, according to St. Matthew, beginning at the 2nd verse. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word to his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." And as they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist, and yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Here ends the Gospel.
Holy Spirit, take my words and speak to each of us according to our need. Amen. Wow, here we are, third week into our new church year already, and we're back to year A in the church calendar. So our new church year has just barely begun. As you already know from earlier in the service, it's the third Sunday of Advent, and with great pleasure, I get to preach about joy. I was even blessed enough to preach about joy in last year's third Sunday of Advent. joy is such a marvelous thing. This third Sunday of Advent is all about the great gift Mary agreed to, and did indeed give us. That precious babe she carried within her to Bethlehem for the wondrous yet humble birth. Truly we remember and prepare for that birth with great joy. I'm sure that your children or children's children or nieces and nephews are counting down the days to that joyous event as well. And I'd be quite remiss if I didn't be sure to remind you what the joy's all about. It isn't about the gifts wrapped in the paper and bows or gift bags or in our stockings, although that's lovely and heartfelt stuff. It's about that joy of that wonderful event when the wee babe, the Christ child, appeared for all of us. That joyous event began this fabulous season of giving. Now let's explore joy for a moment. I found a quote from John Piper. He has a website called desiringgod.org. And I was intrigued by his posting from ages ago called, "How Do You Define Joy?" To me, joy is such a feeling much deeper than happiness, although dictionary definitions will often equate the two. Merriam-Webster's definition is pretty good. It says that joy is an emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires. John Piper's definition in his posting is even more specific. It's actually specific for Christian joy. And here it is. Christian joy is a good feeling in the soul, produced by the Holy Spirit as he causes us to see the beauty of Christ in the world and in the Word. So, as I was kind of feeling, joy is much deeper than happiness. And if I combine those two definitions, I come up with this. For this Sunday of joy, it's a good feeling in the soul, produced by the Holy Spirit, based on the prospect of possessing the Christ child in this world. Isn't that a wonderful feeling? Isn't that the kind of joy we mean for this third Sunday of Advent? You never have to feel the least bit guilty about knowing exactly what gift we're given at Christmas and what we remember and celebrate each year. Well, as marvelous as all that good stuff is, it doesn't actually address the joy in today's readings, does it? So let's take a look at the readings. From the first reading, read from the 35th chapter of Isaiah, I love that last verse especially. Verse 10 says, "And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be in their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." So, this is the promise that joy and sighing shall be replaced, sorrow and sighing shall be replaced with joy and gladness. How wonderful. Wasn't that the promise then, and indeed the promise now, that we're reminded of at this time of year? We know the great joy that our Lord gives us and the renewed joy, almost like his very first coming, that we feel at this time of year. Today's psalm doesn't actually mention the word joy. However, as the first verse in today's psalm says, "Happy are those who help in God, whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God." The psalm goes on to mention many of the great works of our Lord, the works that brought joy to those many years ago and even today. The second reading this week is from the book of James. This one speaks to what I would call anticipatory joy. The first verse of the reading begins with, "Be patient, there, beloved, until the coming of the Lord." But for me, there's great joy in that patience, awaiting the coming of the Lord. In the times described in the Bible, there must have been amazing joy in anticipating his coming, just as we feel great joy leading up to Christmas and the celebration of his birth. Indeed, we wait with anticipatory joy, awaiting his coming again. And finally, today's gospel speaks of John the Baptist. Remember? John was only months older than Jesus and was sent to prepare all for the coming of his cousin Jesus Christ. Again, it seems to be the last line of the gospel that speaks to me, where it says, "Truly I say to you, among those born of women, no one has risen greater than John the Baptist, yet the least of the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Interesting, right? The first part of the verse might be a little startling when it says no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. But listen carefully to the rest of the verse again. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Ponder on that for a moment. But remember as you're pondering that Jesus came into this world as a servant. Truly the least in the kingdom of heaven. But that least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Greater than his cousin John the Baptist. It's meaning, of course, that although John the Baptist is great, the servant, our Lord, is greater than John. And of course, greater than all, as a matter of fact. How humbling that was then and even now. John was the messenger, as verse 10 says, I'm sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. In a way, John the Baptist was actually sent to fire up and manage that anticipatory joy. John was sent to prepare all, everyone at the time, for his cousin's work and the joy that came out of that work. That work was yet to come. So are you feeling joyful? Will you feel even more joyful when Christmas actually arrives? How are you going to celebrate the joy at your home? When my daughters were young, we used to actually make a birthday cake to celebrate the birth of Jesus. It was always in the shape of a star and said, Happy birthday, baby Jesus. We did this for many, many years. It was a pretty special tradition. We even sang Happy Birthday. Now my girls and anyone who wishes to join me will go to church if we can or just celebrate together. Joy is a marvelous thing, whether it's the joy of anticipating that amazing event or the joy of the event itself. It's so wonderful. Some friends of mine, called the Angel Ladies, just had an online workshop called Joy to the World. There seem to be a lot of folks having trouble finding their joy these days. If you missed the workshop, perhaps there'll be another one day. We all need to find our joy. That doesn't mean that everything in the world and life is perfect, because it isn't. And just because life in general isn't perfect, that doesn't mean that you don't find joy in the arrival of the Lord our Savior. And indeed, in all the wonders of the world, from the great mountains to the tiniest flower or creature. Earlier in this service, there was the lighting of the Advent candle. This is the third Sunday of Advent, so we lit the third candle, of course, the candle of joy. But the first candle, the candle of hope, still gets lit first. Then we light the second candle, which is the candle of peace. And today we lit the candle of joy. With hope and peace, how can we not have joy? There's some words that were said during the lighting of that third candle, if you remember. Joy is like a light shining in a dark place. As we look at this candle, we celebrate the joy we find in Jesus Christ. But even before that, it was said, we light the candle to remind us that when Jesus is born in us, we have joy, and that through him there will be everlasting joy on earth. Again, how wonderful. Learn to find, accept, and indeed live that everlasting joy. And think about that joy. And the candle we light on this third Sunday of Advent, this Sunday of joy, every year we take this time to remember to feel the great joy knowing what, well, actually who, will be coming only days from now. Can you feel that joy? And let the joy of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Amen.
A time of intercessory prayer. In our prayers this morning, we offer before God those in any need or distress, for those who are sick, especially for those whom prayers have been requested. Kent, Carol, Brooke, Archbishop Deb, Reverend Jane, Archdeacon Jeanette, Bernadette, Reverend Charlene, Father Philip and family, Martin, Reverend Carol and Wayne, Phyllis and Pat, Kywin, Julie, Laura, Nancy, Paul, Jordan, Christine, Mia, Chloe, Dee, A, Lauren, Jess, Rob, Betty, Thomas, Lisa, Reverend Pat and Dave, Tricia, Chris, and any others known to us. For people across the world, we're experiencing challenges. We pray for our own needs and concerns, knowing God hears the prayers of our hearts and is already working out solutions for our highest best. For those who have died, for members of our clergy family, their friends and loved ones grieving the losses, and for all who have requested our prayer, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
In joyful expectation, let us pray to our Savior and Redeemer, saying, Lord Jesus, come soon. O wisdom from the mouth of the Most High, you reign over all the things to the ends of the earth. Come and teach us how to live.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Lord, and head of the house of Israel, you appeared to Moses in the fire of the burning bush, and you gave the law on Sinai. Come with outstretched arm and ransom us.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O branch of Jesse, standing as a sign among the nations, all kings will keep silence before you, and all peoples will summon you to their aid. Come, set us free and delay no more.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, you open and none can shut. You shut and none can open. Come and free the captives from prison.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O morning star, splendor of the light eternal and bright sun of righteousness, come enlighten all who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O King of the nations, you alone can fulfill their desires. Cornerstone, you make opposing nations one. Come and save the creature you fashioned from clay.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Emmanuel, hope of the nations and their Savior, come and save us, Lord our God.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and in each moment of the day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go in peace.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God. Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.